There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NCAA segment. Kind of sticking with kind of our two topics that we've hovered around the past couple weeks as far as name, image, likeness, the transfer portal, and then college football as a whole. Obviously, college basketball is still going on. We'll dive more into that in the night, like when we get closer to March Madness time, but kind of starting out with my headline for today. As far as Bryce Young winning the Heisman Trophy this past season as a freshman, kind of looking at the scope of next year, he has the shortest odds to win it again. I don't know if it's ever been done, if there's ever been a repeat Heisman winner. But if there is, do you think he's the one to do it?
No, I don't. I think what's his name? Quarterback CJ Stroud, Ohio State. I think he wins it next year.
Only one?
One person's won it twice.
Yeah, Archie Griffin from Ohio State, running back. 74 and 75 has been the only time.
Yeah, he's the only person ever to win two Heisman's. So, yeah. No, I don't think it's going to be done. I think C.J. Stroud, Ohio State kid's going to win it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like sports is predictable in that way. It's where they never like a repeat winner. I mean, unless NFL this year, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to win back-to-back MVPs. But, I mean, given the hundreds of athletes that there are in college football, I feel like it's so hard to be considered the best football player on the turf 2 years in a row. I mean, not hard to argue Bryce Young was that guy this year. Again, the quarterback position is so valuable. I think it's going to be between Young and Stroud. I agree with you on that front. I mean, I think Bryce Young will have better stats, but because media, college football world, like everybody likes to see a new face, I'll agree with you and say CJ Stroud gets it, but I do think Bryce Young will have better stats as far as yards and touchdowns. Which is crazy, that's only happened once. For one guy, I would have expected a handful. Like, obviously, this time frame makes sense. I wouldn't have expected a repeat Heisman winner post like 2000s era. Yeah, Heisman's been around since 1935, so in almost 100 years, like 92 years of history, there's only been, in the 86 years, the Heisman has been given out. Only one player. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and they both, even this last year, it could have went either way. They both had 7 300-yard passing games, 8 times where they threw 3+ touchdown passes. Stroud has more with 5 touchdowns. He has 4 or 5 touchdown games instead of 3 that Bryce Young has. But Bryce Young had more games with a 70% completion percentage. But then CJ Stroud has more games where he has a higher QB rating. Like, it's crazy. like 71.1% pass completion percentage on the year. Bryce Young had 76 more passing yards, two more touchdowns, lower passer rating, lower QBR rating. So, yeah, it could have went either way. Obviously, Alabama, because I feel like they got as far as they did. That helps.
Yeah.
Tilt that a little bit, but and Ohio State blew it, not making it to the Big Ten championship game. But or no, they did, didn't they? They lost in the Big Ten championship. No,
it was Michigan, Iowa.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they didn't even make it to the Big Ten championship. Therefore, next year's his year.
Yeah,
it's already, I feel like it's already a done deal based on this year.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, thinking about it as well, just like MVP for any league, if you're going to go back-to-back, you need to match, if not one-up, your previous year's stats. And I feel like for the stats that Bryce Young put up this year, it's going to be hard to match that. Just with, I mean, the turnover every year, but also Alabama has one of the highest recruiting classes, so you don't really notice the turnover. They have a great team every year, but...
Yeah, they've actually dropped out of the top three in recruiting for the first time in a long time. Georgia's number one. USC has crawled his way up now with Lane Kiffin there. Or not Lane Kiffin. Or Riley. Is it?
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, that's right. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And Harbaugh's name still circulating with Houston, I think, was the team.
I saw Vegas, too.
Oh, yeah, Vegas, too. But, yeah, then on to my thing here. Do you think it would be in the NCAA's best interest to set a limit on how many full-ride scholarships teams can give to kids who have name, image, likeness deals? Or if you sign a name, image, like this deal, you're excluded from a full ride scholarship since you're going to have the money to pay for school.
I think that's a good idea. Like as far as you can't double dip kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about the kids who are studying their ass off who are just like, fuck, I wish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know we talked about this a couple times as far as, obviously good that name, image, likeness is now a thing, but kind of the repercussions that come with it of guys transferring, going to bigger schools, getting more money, things like that. I think that should be an exemption. You can't double dip. You get one or the other just to allow kids, if they want to go for the money, cool. Now Gatorade or Nike or whoever can pay for your way through school. But if you don't get that deal, then you should be like the first looked at as far as the full ride scholarship. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, I just thought that it would be a way to regulate as far as not having one university with, like, say for Los Angeles area, for instance, the booster money that they have with all the celebrities and shit around there that support probably top notch in the country as far as how much money they could raise booster-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be totally unfair if every kid just – all the top recruits say, oh, transfer and transfer and transfer, all going to USC, and they all have name, image, like the steals with labels and movies and whatever. Where if you cut that back and you have the kid have the choice to say, now, son, you're either going to take a full-ride scholarship – and you're going to be a normal kid and you're going to get your normal allowance that you get. But and that's where the allowance would have to be more than what it currently is, because it's not enough right now for college athletes. But besides that point, a significant amount of enough to all the food, all the whatever you need, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So if that number was figured out, you have the choice to get that per month for all your stuff or in free school, or you can sign whatever deal you want to, but the full ride is off the table.
I almost feel like so many kids are going to choose the NIL deal because...
And I feel like it's going to bite a lot of kids in the ass who think that they can just skate through life without working.
Yeah. Because you think about it, full ride...
All the smart kids will be like, no, I'm taking a full ride.
Full ride, yes, school's paid for, but also you're getting less of an allowance, less this and that. You signed a $1 million deal with Nike that... $90,000 to $100,000 for 4 years of school, like, is only a fraction of that, and you still got so much of it to put to spend or put towards other stuff. But yeah, I feel like that what you just said, I feel like that's where you're going to see the difference in who makes it, who has a better head on their shoulders, of who takes the money and blows it and doesn't care about the school side of things, and who wants the full ride scholarship, who wants to work for their spot on the team and face adversity.
Well, it's like, why would I take, if there was the choice in that, why would I take $2 million when the end goal is the NFL anyway, when I'm going to make way more than that down the road? Like, why would I put my college future in jeopardy? Because, like, you get these kids, young kids with a lot of money like that, they end up blowing all their money and they can't pay for school. Then what?
Yeah.
Sorry, kid. We're going to have to kick you out.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see. I mean, hopefully they do implement something like that, because it'll be...
I feel like it should be. I should feel like it should be like 5 kids a sport per university.
Yeah. Because it'd definitely be a test of character as far as which way these kids lean. Is the hard work and the education more important, or is that $2 million paycheck and what you do with it's up to you more important?
Yeah, because when all these boosters are just throwing around money to every single kid, the 105th kid on the team, the left guard who ain't going to play until he's a senior, what good does that do anybody?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do the kid any good, and the person who's rich is still going to have money at the end of the day when it's over. So yeah. I feel like, yeah, I just feel like there needs to be a limit before shit gets out of hand and we see something crazy happen, something really bad happen. And then they're going to have to retract everything that they've done up to this point as far as passing that law.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That should be it for today then.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for stopping by. We appreciate all the love and support that we continue to get from all you guys. The NCAA video here. If you want to follow that through all the way back to the top, you can go check out our NFL segment followed by NBA, NHL, PGA, and which would lead you right back here. We'll be back on Monday to recap this weekend's games, any other cool thing that happens. And yeah, we'll be back on Monday. Thanks, everyone.